Production. Recorded live.
Hello, everyone. This is Carl Shinneman, president and founder of ReviewLess, a predictive coding consulting company and adjunct analyst with the eDiscovery Journal. And welcome to another edition of ESI Bytes, where we offer information from national speakers on electronic discovery at a price everyone can afford, which is free and available when you're interested in listening to it, which is whenever you download it and listen to it on your iPod, iPad, or computer, or any place that you want to click play on that you have access to the Internet. Today we have a real interesting show as we're previewing Legal Tech 2013, Legal Tech's the preeminent legal technology show in the world. It's being held in New York City from Tuesday, January 29th through Thursday, January 31st. The show is a large show. It's held on multiple floors in the Midtown Hilton Hotel on 6th Avenue and 53rd Street, a very large trade show with vendors of all sorts who display their latest and greatest technology, and it draws a very diverse audience of lawyers, lit support professionals, IT professionals, and other vendors who may not be displaying at the event, but still come to network and share information. It's a wonderful few days of socializing if you're like me and you have friends in the field around the country and internationally, because it's an event that the top people in the field don't miss. It's sort of like the Cannes show for eDiscovery, but there's no red carpet, but Henry, perhaps there should be. Would be interesting, but I can tell you it can be a bit stressful for the novice attendee because it's a large show and there's lots and lots of attendees wandering around. And that's one reason why we host this show before Legal Tech, is to provide some advice on how to get the most out of your Legal Tech experience. So our guest today is Henry Dicker, Vice President of Events at ALM, the Executive Director of Legal Tech. Henry's been with ALM for 14 years. He's been running Legal Tech brand for his entire tenure. We did a similar show last year on this and decided we would do another one. So let's start the show and talk about Legal Tech. So first of all, Henry, how long has Legal Tech been in existence, and could you share some insights into the history of Legal Tech?
Absolutely. And first, thanks, Carl, for this time, and welcome to all your listeners. We appreciate your efforts to get everybody ready, including me, because your questions make me go back and take a look at everything. So at least I sound a little bit like I'm informed as to what's going on at Legal Tech, because as you said, it is big and there is a lot of moving parts to it. Legal Tech is this is our 32nd year of Legal Tech, always at the Hilton, continually at the same time each year. We dodge around the Super Bowl. Sometimes we're the same week of the Super Bowl. Sometimes we're a little bit after. This year, as I'm hoping all your listeners and certainly all of our exhibitors realize, we were able to change our date pattern. You know, Legal Tech was always Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the January, February time period. And this year, we thankfully, after many years of trying, we're able to adjust our dates to now the future date pattern of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. This is a great move for us because we believe that it will allow all of our attendees to get into the office on Monday, take care and clear out their desk quickly and painlessly, and then be able to dedicate three full days to what is Legal Tech. You know, a clear mind and a pure heart will allow them to interact and be educated and network without much difficulty. So we're very, very excited about that. So everybody remember, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
If you're like me, you booked your ticket for Sunday and have an extra day in New York now. I'm an ex-New Yorker. I don't mind that at all. But I was going to mention that's one of the big differences from last year.
And certainly for our out-of-town guests, it does give them a day to be able to come in and actually, you know, either network a little bit more or get some additional work done in New York City. I will tell everybody, if you show up to the Hilton on Monday, we will definitely put you to work. So stay away.
Okay.
If you don't want to be stuffing Lexus show bags.
Yeah. So how large is Legal Tech? Is there any metrics that you have on size that you could throw out there?
Well, you know, we certainly like to say that it's the largest legal technology show in the world, and I think that we can safely quote that. Not that, you know, bigger is always better, but it certainly draws from the entire legal community. Legal Tech was built so that you know, a managing partner or a practicing lawyer from any size firm could be just as informed as the litigation support suite of a law firm or an in-house legal department. So as you said, if you come to the Hilton on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it will be all Legal Tech all the time, from whether you're in one of the great sessions at the main Legal Tech conference program or one of the emerging technology tracks or super sessions that our exhibitors do on their own, whether you're visiting the booths, general sessions, keynotes, whether you're visiting and networking with our exhibitors in any of the many suites that revolve vertically within the Hilton, and certainly as in the last almost 7 years now, the co-location of our CIO conference, which has historically been on the second and third day of Legal Tech, and this year continues to grow and become an even better and more cohesive part of Legal Tech.
So is the show sold out? Can people still attend? And from where would you find more information about it, I think I should also add?
Yeah. So we tend to say that Legal Tech is never sold out. We would, you know, we'll try to push the walls of the Hilton out as much as we can to accommodate the right type of information. But as always, registration is open and can be viewed on the Legal Tech website, legaltechshow.com. And not only obviously can you register, you can see the full content that's being offered, whether it's the complimentary or the paid educational programs. You can see the exhibitors. You can learn a lot of information concerning Legal Tech on that website. And then you can also, as in the past, download the Legal Tech app within the Apple Store. Just search ALM Legal Tech. Also available for the Droid and the iPad.
Okay, actually, that's a good idea. And I have a couple tips since I think I've gone to Legal Tech 6 or 7 years in a row here. You know, have you ever followed up on my annual suggestion to add more elevator banks at the Hilton to accommodate all the attendees?
Yeah, this year we're actually putting external elevators. I wish we could. I joke.
You know, you mentioned the iPad app. I think that if you want a time saver and you're looking to meet with people, I leverage my iPad like crazy, and I've designed it so that I can do my presentations anywhere. And you know, used to rent a suite there at Legal Tech and invite people upstairs to do meetings, and found that would kill like 20 minutes total waiting for elevators. I'd rather just meet downstairs and be ready to present using the iPad someplace quiet.
This year's app is completely redesigned. It's got social media attributed to it. There's you know, ways for people to obviously to tweet and LinkedIn, RSS feeds, creating your own profile, obviously, you know, all the bells and whistles that you'll see. And not to give any sort of plug to any event other than Legal Tech, but I guess this is a way to see see how our technology is advancing. The same company that developed CES's app developed the app for Legal Tech. So we're really, really proud of it this year.
Well, that's good. You mentioned the types of people that you run into range from all different types of positions in the legal community. One of the things I enjoyed about Legal Tech was so much of my interaction with people ranges from, you know, what I do during the day in terms of, you know, selling and servicing customers, but podcasting, which is fairly distant, just me and a phone and my guest. And having the opportunity to run into both guests, and I went about a year or so where I hadn't met Ralph Losey before, and you know he's there, and I went up and got to talk to him, Craig Ball, you know, all these people that that I like, that I'm friends with. It's a chance to see them. I actually like the and then on the other hand, the listeners, you know, this is a chance. Please come up and say hi to me if you see me. It's always good to know people are listening to the show, and that there's a reason to be doing it. You know, I see it in the downloads, but that's the first time I realized, you know, I know we've had over 100,000 downloads, but walking around Legal Tech, having people from around the world come up and say they listen to the show made me realize that this is something I got to continue doing, you know, until I run out of energy, because there's an audience. So I thank Legal Tech for that, because I it's the first place I ever connected with lots of listeners.
Yeah, you can. You never know who you're going to meet in the aisle. You know, from judges to world class reporters. It's an interesting dichotomy. I remember once walking straight into Malcolm Gladwell, which was kind of an interesting thing to see at Legal Tech. So
I think the red carpet idea is a good idea, though. I know that Craig Ball would go down the red carpet if asked, and you know, Ralph probably would, and I can think of a couple of other of my friends.
Hello.
So anyway.
Yeah, you know, though I don't know if we're as fashionable as the Golden Globes last night. I would not. You wouldn't want to see me walking around in J-Lo's sheath dress that she was wearing, but you know, a nice tie, something subtle with blue in it, usually is an eye catcher.
Yep. So let's talk about the vendors. What types of vendors are present? Do you have any recommendation on how to figure out who you should be talking to?
Well, you know, again, we love to push people towards the website, which obviously has a full listing of the exhibitors at Legal Tech and what it is that they do and what services, big, small, that they provide for the industry. Again, the app will give you a full listing of our exhibitor base, also what they do, and with the interactive floor plan, GPS you right over to the booth, so that's always a good way to do a lot of pre-planning. Obviously, you know, LTN and Monica does a great job in giving everyone a heads up as to the who's and the what's, the new and the old at Legal Tech. But you know, it is really the full breadth of legal technology. You know, obviously, e-discovery, lit support, document and case management, collaborative software, translations, forensic consultants. You know, obviously, this year, as in the past, predictive coding is a big, big topic and an interesting one. And the cloud continues to roll across the landscape of legal technology.
Yeah, and I mean, last year I jokingly did a protest, an Occupy Legal Tech movement in favor of predictive coding, but Legal Tech was at the forefront. I mean, there were, I counted, I think it was something like 21 sessions on predictive coding, and then 3 months later, finally got the chance to work with one of my clients to bring the global aerospace case forward, which is now the first case to have gone all the way through the cycle on predictive coding after opposition to a production. So it is a great place to catch trends before they start to actually hit application. And the predictive coding was one good example of that. So this year, maybe we'll be moving more from who's doing it, no one raises their hand. Who thinks this works, everyone raises their hand types of questions to moving further up from early adopter into to more mainstream. But legal tech's a great place to spot the trends.
Yeah, well, thanks for that.
So what do you think's the ideal amount of time to spend at legal tech? Because people, in the legal community are all busy. So is it 3 days, 1 day, a few hours if you're in the area?
You know what? I'm sorry, Carl. The first part of your question dropped off. Do you want to just?
Yeah. So what's the ideal amount of time to spend at legal tech? Is it 3 days, 1 day, dropping in for a few hours? I mean, everyone's busy in the legal community or tries to be. So everyone has different amounts of time that they can spend.
Yeah, well, I'd like everyone to spend at least 5 days at legal tech, but I know that that's a little bit too much to ask. Every day, if one could be there every single day, it's awesome. You know, our days start with incredible keynotes. Day one, our great friends over at KPMG and Content Analysis are presenting Ted Olson, who is an incredible litigator and obviously former Solicitor General of the United States, partner over at Gibson Dunn, talking about privacy rights in the digital age and healthcare reform and, looking at what's going on in the Supreme Court in 12 and 13. We'd love to see everybody come out for the first day of legal tech. The content, the educational content of legal tech is almost it's built so that if you can't come every single day, you can still see and receive information, at least education wise, that covers almost all areas. Not that it's repetitive, but more that it's segmented so that there is a little bit of everything on every single day. So whether it's coming to day one, day two, we start with the judicial perspective. The keynote for day two, Lexis brings us a lot of great information on managing big data, Judge Bailson and Judge Peck, as well as Patrick Oud, are part of that. Matt Gillis, who is it's been in litigation solutions forever over at Lexis, runs that panel. And day three is we always try to make sure that the last day of legal tech is just as action-packed, if not more so than the other days. The day one keynote is Charles Duhigg, who is the investigative reporter from the New York Times and also the author of The Power of Habit and Why We Do What We Do in Life. And he's going to talk about the power of crisis and remaking the habits of lawyers and those within the legal industry. Discover Ready it was instrumental in bringing Charles to us, and we're really, really excited about that. And then our closing plenary session, our big closing keynote, is Ray Kelly, the police commissioner in New York City, who probably uses as much forensic technology as anyone within the legal industry to safeguard all of us here in New York City. And obviously, we are really excited to have him on board. So come for everything. Be a part of legal tech and enjoy all 3 days of legal tech.
Yeah, and I should mention that I'm speaking at two sessions this year, and it sort of highlights that there's something for everyone here. The Tuesday session I'm speaking on in the afternoon is on the state of the market, and that's one of the tracks where you have to be a paid attendee to attend. And I'm looking forward to that. But then on Wednesday at lunchtime at 11:45, I'm in one of the free panels where we're putting on a court case on how safe is your car. And we've put together a presentation. We're actually going to try to litigate a predictive coding case with Judge Francis, hearing arguments between Arianna Tadler from Milberg and Tom Grix, who was the lawyer that argued Global Aerospace. And you know, we've got a great panel with Herb Reutblatt as an expert and Connor Crowley, and I'll be moderating it, but should be a lot of fun, and that's free. So, you know, there's a lot for everyone. So let's talk about free. Do you treat free attendees differently from those who pay to attend? I mean, is there, obviously everyone wants people to pay, but is it okay for people to come and just see the trade show and a couple of educational events?
Absolutely. We call it our Exhibit Hall Plus Pass. Exhibit Hall Plus offers a large amount of complimentary CLE education. Exhibit Hall Plus, as you said, complimentary, gets you access for all 3 days to the Exhibit Hall, to all 3 days, all three keynotes, all three general sessions, which all take place at noon on Legal Tech, to every emerging technology track, and to all of our exhibitors' super sessions. So there is a lot of value. There is a lot of value for Legal Tech at no charge.
But then, if you're paying, you get a full array of educational.
Sure.
I mean, there's like seven or eight tracks, or
MasterPass, MasterPass or single day pass will give you access to another 17 and a half hours of CLE education, of which almost five of it is ethics CLE.
And, you know, one of the things that I thought that you did that was really intelligent and ahead of the curve was invite podcasters and bloggers like myself to attend and let the legal community know about Legal Tech and what they saw and, you know, get in for free. But the internet is just filled with discussions about Legal Tech. So I thought that was a very progressive idea, and as someone involved in that space, you know, I very progressive, great idea.
Yes.
Was that one of your ideas, or do you have someone?
Oh, you know what? We have a great advisory board, both educational and vendor, and so I certainly can't take all the credit for that.
Well, here we're still a few weeks away, and I got to say I've only set up a few meetings. I'm going to start in earnest, so you're not behind schedule. Although you want to do some of this before you attend, because it's so crazy trying to get people's attention when you're there. But if you're a vendor, is there still space available for vendors to sign up and get booths?
We offer a litany of what we call quick to market solutions. And I'd be happy to speak to anybody on that because it is all about making sure that everyone who attends Legal Tech gets to see all the vendors. Hey, Carl, can you stop this for 1 second? Are you able to do that?
No, I can't. But I'll now have to edit this out. But that's okay. We're just right at the end, basically.
Okay, because I gotta either jump out of this room and call you back, or
well, we're just winding us down right now. We're on the last question.
Okay, good.
So, last question is: there's a show out west, and there's a show in New York, Legal Tech New York. What's the difference between Legal Tech West and Legal Tech New York?
Well, other than the fact that the ocean is on the opposite sides of each of those shows, Legal Tech West Coast. Interestingly enough, the demographics tend to be skewed just a little bit. We get a lot more in-house, proportionally, a lot more in-house counsel at our West Coast event. Don't know really why that is, but maybe with all the defense contractors and other types of corporations. The West Coast show tends to draw percentage-wise a larger amount of in-house legal departments. And also, you know, we skew our content for the West Coast a little different. There's a lot more things on e-filing out there. There are some substance abuse accreditation that has to be accomplished by lawyers on the West Coast. So a little bit of content, a little bit of change of who you see walking up and down the aisle, but still the great formula that we've put together for legal tech, not only here, but around the globe.
Well, this has been a really good show. Appreciate you, Henry, joining us again here at ESI Bytes. It's always a pleasure to have you share your knowledge with us and our listeners, and hopefully we'll be able to do another show with you next year on this topic.
Oh, please, God, that we'll keep our fingers crossed.
It'll be an annual thing.
Yeah, I'd love it.
And I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Jurnov, for their continued support of ESI Bytes. And to the listeners, if you've enjoyed the podcast, I'd encourage you to go to www.esibytes.com with a Y for a complete list of our show. And you can also remember the show and website phonetically. It sounds out as Easy Bytes of ESI information. But however you choose to remember us, come to ESI Bytes to learn more about eDiscovery before ESI bites you back. This is Carl Shinneman, president and founder of ReviewLess, wishing you a nice day.